Alola.
Welcome to episode 13 of Alola from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I am your host, SBJ. With me is Irene.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I was first this time. Oh man.
And back from the dead is your boy, Big M.
Hello. Don't say Big M.
But Big G. There's a reference.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
But don't.
I don't know. I think it's pretty catchy.
No, it's not.
Wait till Twitter all goes, welcome back, Big M.
The only reason they're going to do it now is because you're telling them to.
I know. It's going to be great. I can't wait for you to wake up tomorrow morning and everyone tweets at Mike the Ram on Twitter.
Let's play this game. If you tweet...
Well, you're back.
That's the...
You're back. You're feeling better.
I did get out. Yeah.
We didn't really discuss why you were gone, but you're alive.
I am alive.
Okay.
I had
a kidney stone, and it was very painful.
Oh, no.
Is that common in men? Is that common across the board?
I mean, it's not like... I don't think it's particularly common in one person or another.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just...
Is it...
Some people get them chronically. Some people just randomly get them.
Is it the first time hereditary? I've ever had one. Is that a word?
I don't think hereditary. They're hereditary.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Hmm. You're asking... Oh, like, I'm the expert on these now that I've had one.
Look, if Irene had any medical issue, you would bet your top dollar she has all of WebMD memorized.
Well, that's not a lie.
I think the term is bet your bottom dollar.
I know, but it's funny that he said that.
What did I say? Top dollar?
Yeah.
Why would you bet your top dollar? It's the fanciest.
You bet your bottom dollar because it's your last one.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you're not that big of a bettor, so you bet your first dollar.
No, but then you'd lose all of your dollars.
Mm.
If you bid your biggest dollar.
If you bet your bottom dollar, it means that you
have nothing to lose.
You've got nothing to lose. This is it. This is all you got left. I mean, you have your bottom dollar to lose, technically.
Speaking of losing, the Mimikyu trial. That's what we're talking about this episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic transition. If this is your first episode of It's Super Effective, welcome. This is not a normal episode, as you probably figured that out by the numbering. If you don't want to be spoiled, we talk all the way up to Potown, but not into Potown. So keep that in mind for this episode. We're going to kick it off with the Mimikyu trial. That's where we left off. Was after the Ether House? Ether Mansion?
House.
Real quick, just because... I don't think we talked about anything. We talked about Guzma. We talked about some other stuff, but you weren't here for the Sophocles trial.
Correct.
I said it was the easiest thing in the world. Irene struggled with it, which is no surprise compared to the first four trials she struggled with.
Roasted.
Got her. Thoughts on Mullane not battling you this time?
I don't care.
All right.
Mullane is a forgettable character to me.
Thoughts on the fact that they dramatically changed the electric trial?
It was way better.
Did you like the puzzle?
I liked it a lot better than the first one, which is basically just sitting in the dark and them narrating something to you, which was the laziest trial of the entire game.
Did you like the charge a bug outside stuff?
Yes.
You gotta round them up.
Yeah, that was okay.
And how did you feel about Togedemaru being the...
Totem Pokemon
instead of Vikavolt?
I was surprised, and I liked it. And I liked that Vikavolt was like a robot that gave Togedemaru all its power.
I called it a pinata.
Pinata?
Yeah, it was hanging from the ceiling on a rope.
That could be... By that definition, your lights are pinatas.
I'm down with this. It's a very successful episode so far. Anything else that happened prior to Mimikyu?
I struggled with it. I struggled with the trial a lot.
We were talking about this off air. I think that a lot of trials are very dependent on your team.
The strats that it used were more than I could handle at the time. The combination of spiky shield and I forget the name, but whatever the stones at your feet, the stone trap,
mm-hmm.
spiky stones or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. The combination of those two and Tailwind from Skarmory were just too much.
But you got through.
And Torment was another thing that I was getting hit
with.
So the combination of like not being able to use a move, not being able to hit it, taking damage, even though I'm not actually hitting it. Also Tailwind, and taking damage anytime I do anything, was painful.
Hmm.
It was a very rough trial for me.
It's weird, because you like mentioned all that, and like none of that affected me. And that, I think it was just because I had Magneton, so like they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. That was the closest I've been to losing a trial so far.
I mean, I lost.
The rest of them I've passed, but this one was the closest I got to almost losing. And when I was streaming it, people were saying, like, wait till you get to the electric trial because it's the hardest one in the game. Or that's, to them, at least, it was the hardest
one. Yeah, that's so weird because that was the easiest one for me.
Well.
By far easy. Did you struggle with Guzma?
In Molly Garden?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Another one bites the dust.
Which was weird. I was going to mention that. Maybe we did mention that before. I don't remember where I left off, where the last episode I was on, but the fact that Guzma, like, doesn't show up until that point.
That's how it was before, but I thought
he showed up beforehand.
No. That's the first time.
To Molly Garden.
Yeah. I mentioned, though, that I did think it was weird that they wait so long to reveal Guzma to you.
Yeah.
But I guess that's kind of the same with Giovanni. Like, they wait kind of long to be like, oh, here he is.
Maybe it's because their names start with G.
Yeah. Giovanni is number one on the leaderboard for Mantine Surf.
Right.
Guzma's number two.
Yeah.
And isn't...
Samson Oak is number three.
Because Guzma is always number two.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He can't even win Mantine Surf.
It's true.
I feel bad for him. Speaking of trials unchanged... Mimikyu is 100% the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is kind of a bummer because I didn't think it was that fun in the... I mean, it's fine. It's just like, oh, this move, Pokefinder. Okay, it's a Ghastly. Let's battle.
It's kind of eerie still. I think the whole thing... I mean, that's the point.
The atmosphere of it.
But it's just... I'm always just uneasy while playing this part.
I liked it. I liked it the first time around and I liked it now because it's cute. Also, it's Mimikyu, so I like it.
Trial, what is this, 7? 6?
I don't know.
6.
Something like that.
It's 6. So the very first trial didn't change. This trial didn't change, but the 4 in between, all different. Ranges of different.
Yeah.
One
levels,
could argue that
levels
the
of different.
Fire trial's not that different. Except, yeah, no. I mean, I feel like changing the Pokemon is pretty different.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were ever going to change Mimikyu because of how Mimikyu has the Pokemon push. As some would say,
the push
falls under that Charizard Lucario push.
Don't you dare compare my sweet child to Lucario.
I'm just saying it falls under the same hand that pushes it to market. Alolan Vulpix also made it into that mix, oddly enough. I'm still not sure why.
Because Alolan Vulpix is pretty cute.
I mean, I have one on my team. That doesn't mean I like it.
I'm sorry. That's unfortunate.
It doesn't mean I like it.
Ryloo's pretty cute, though.
Ryolu's cute.
Yeah, Lucario's
okay. We're not talking about
okay.
Ryolu.
Lucario's okay.
But or it can summon a baton.
Zoru is cute.
Mm. Let me tell you what's not a good Pokemon. I think the whole Pokemon universe has realized Zoroark is just doesn't work in battle.
I don't think I've ever used it in battle.
I've seen so many people get really excited
for
its
typing?
Just dark.
Just dark.
I saw so many people get so excited that you can catch Zorua early on. And then I saw so many people like... jumping between Twitch streams or talking to people on Slack, they are like, oh, we got Zorua on our team. And then about 3 trials in, Zorua was like the first one to get dumped. It just doesn't hold. I don't know if it's because there's so much fairy. Not so much fairy, but because of fairy, it's...
It also evolves into Zoroark and nobody wants to get to that point. So it's better to just leave it in the box.
Zoroark's okay. It has a cool ability. So the Mimikyu trial... I thought this trial was also extremely easy. I didn't struggle with it. I remember in Sun and Moon, I messed up and I used my Z power right away. And all it did was break its disguise.
Yeah.
I made sure I didn't fall into that trap again.
Yeah.
I hit it first, then Z powered and one shot it. But what were your experiences?
I did it. I did it once and I won and I was really stoked about it. Yeah.
So we put like round of applause sound effects?
Yeah.
Please okay. Do.
I could probably find some.
Awesome.
We find some. I had a shiny Mimikyu against a Mimikyu, and it was great.
It was disguise versus disguise?
Yeah.
Was it easy for you?
And I was an idiot, and I forgot that it also had disguise.
So you used your Z move?
After hours of... No, I actually don't have a Z crystal on Mimikyu right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a Z crystal I could use, really.
Oh, yeah. You don't have a fairy or a ghost one.
Nope. No, it was easy because my Mimikyu is very overleveled to the point where I have to like put it at the back of my party.
It's because you traded it.
Yeah, because every time I use it, it levels up really fast. and I've only got a certain amount of levels that I can have it at before it doesn't obey me anymore.
Let's move on to after that Mimikyu trial. I don't think any of us struggled with that terribly, terribly long. We meet Plumeria. We have to battle her. And this is the whole... This is the young goose getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
So this is exactly the same from what I remember. Nothing too different there.
Yeah.
Plumeria's Salazzle. Pretty strong, but doable.
Nah, wrecked.
You wrecked it?
Yep.
Nice.
My Palossand just destroyed.
Oh, yeah. It's a good matchup.
Is it a shiny Palossand, though?
No. Only my beautiful BD Trumbeak. My Trumbeak is named BD.
Is it shiny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Beautiful.
The reason I say that is because there is a Palossand, or what's the first one?
Sandygast.
There's a Sandygast.
Isn't it black?
On the outside of the Mimikyu trial, mm-hmm. on the black sand.
Yeah, that's the shiny
upset.
One.
Upset. No, it's a normal Sandygast, and it's
wait,
upset.
Wait, are you playing sand? I mean, playing sun?
Are you playing
I'm
Pokemon
playing sun.
Sand version?
Yeah, no, that's only in sun.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So it's a normal Sandygast, and when you talk to it, it's upset, and when you talk to the trainer next to it, it says, doesn't like being on the sand. And you say, do you know why? And they say, do you know why? And you say... You have, like, options you can pick, and the one that I picked was because the sand is black or, like, it doesn't like being on the sand or something. And it said, oh, yeah, that's probably true. It's probably because it's not a shiny, because the shiny Sandygast is black.
Yeah.
And it matches the sand. I thought it was kind of neat.
Yeah, it's only exclusive to sun.
So some of these side quests are exclusive to...
I'm pretty sure there's a similar one that's in Moon that's earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't do it.
I didn't know there were some of the side quests were
yeah.
version dependent.
Yeah.
After Plumeria and the young goose getting kidnapped, we meet some white ninja Naruto on the beach.
Yeah, it's our uncle.
Whose uncle?
It's our uncle.
No, it's not.
Yeah, he married Serge's sister.
Oh,
he's
my
our
gosh.
Uncle. This is actually a fact.
No, it's not.
It's what's his name? Grimsley?
Did he have a name?
I didn't know
yeah,
that
it's
he had
like
a
Grimsley,
name.
I think.
He was in the first one though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I completely forgot he existed until he was like, here's your ride, Sharpedo. I'll never talk to you again.
He's an actual character. Something, I think.
Oh yeah, his name is Grimsley.
What do you mean he's an actual character for something?
And he's a great trainer who once served in Unova's Pokemon
there
League as one of the Elite Four.
Yeah, he was in the Elite Four.
He was
four.
In the Elite Four?
Yeah.
In Unova?
Yeah.
Black and White 2 or Black
and
White?
And he's married to Lieutenant Surge's sister.
No, he's not.
Yes. And when you talk to him, he said he calls himself Uncle Grimsley.
Well, they...
well?
He was in Black and White?
He was in the Elite Four.
This is what the book says?
The book says.
My chat said the same thing.
This.
I said, who is this guy and why does he matter? And somebody said he was in the Elite Four in Unova. And then immediately after that, I think there's an NPC nearby that says, that guy was this important something or other, Pokemon League in Unova. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess it's true.
But he was in Sun and Moon.
Yes.
And none of us like picked this up the first time or
he
like
he was in Sun and Moon?
Yeah.
Was he the one that gave us the ride pager there?
Yeah, because yep, he asked the same question, like heads, tails, or neither.
Yeah.
And then if you say neither, he was like, how did you know I was gonna have a Skarmory take the coin out of the sky?
Yeah. Cause if you give me a third option, I'm probably gonna pick the third option. If you say heads or tails, I gotta pick one or the other. If you say heads, tails, or neither, I'm gonna suspect something is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, to continue from before with the Sandygast thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There is a Moon exclusive one that is closer to Route 16, where there's a suspicious sand castle that's on the north end of Route 15, actually. It's a Sandygast.
Is it a shiny Sandygast?
From the picture,
it looks
normal.
Like it's a regular Sandygast.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's unhappy there and you got to take it to the Black Beach.
Oh, maybe.
And then you catch it.
Yeah. You get a free shiny Sandygast.
Only exclusive to Moon. Do you know how upset people would be?
I mean, I feel like in general, more people got Moon. If I had to wager, I would guess that.
No, I think in Japan,
what?
Sun outsold Moon like 2-1.
I know that this isn't like that much of a factor, but when I watch people play it on Twitch, probably 80% of 80 to 90% wow. of the people I watch are playing Ultra Sun.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I think
I didn't even say it like
I personally
that.
Like,
I felt like that was a personal attack the way you said that to me.
I like the just the basic concept that sun represents real time of you're playing during the day when it's day and then you're playing at night when it's night. Like, it is kind of weird to play at night and it's like super sunny. You're just like, oh, well.
Maybe nice if you're third shift like I am.
Yeah, with your sleep schedules, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think there was much after that. There was a surf shop on the island.
Yeah.
I didn't go there.
Definitely was not there before.
Yeah, this is new.
Is there anything these surf shops do?
I don't know. Maybe later.
I would assume that this is for surfing Pikachu. Because you do get it in this game.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't make sense because I feel like surfing Pikachu would be near the Mantine Surf. I just don't
know. Well, I mean, Mantine Surf is anywhere you want it to be, man.
I think anywhere there's Mantines.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's maybe something later at some point, but
right now it was empty when I went in, if
I
remember.
There were people in it, but they didn't really say anything. There was nothing that I could do in there.
Maybe I'm thinking of the first surf shop, which was empty. The one on Akala.
Oh, I don't know if I even found that one.
It was like between the Poke Center and the Dimensional Research Lab. And you couldn't go to it right away because Stoutland was right there.
Okay.
So once you circled back.
Oh, I see.
You could go into it, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
Last thing we'll talk about before we get to Po-Town is there is the place for Zygarde. There is a Zygarde cell gem crystal hovering there.
Yeah.
And if you talk to the scientist, they say, Cinna and Dexio are here to find Zygarde.
And they say, if you catch a Zygarde in Alola, bring it here.
Where is this?
It's like right when you like crash on the beach by the Pokemon Center right before Po-Town. It looks like one of those Ether Lab boxes.
Yeah.
That's just off
the
side.
Oh, the base? Yeah. I did not go there.
There's like some Spinda dancing outside, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, it's just like, hey, if you have Zygarde, bring him here. Which I think just, what I'm assuming is just lets you change its form.
Probably. I banked everything over since the last time I was on, and they didn't mention anything about me having Zygarde in my Pokedex.
Okay.
So I don't know if that matters or not. I don't know if, like, you can bank your Zygarde over and just bring it in and be like, look, I got a Zygarde, or if you actually have to catch a Zygarde in the game.
I don't see why. I don't think that game is smart enough to care where you get Zygarde from.
Maybe. Maybe there's a catch event for it or something.
I think you can just get Zygarde.
Okay.
It was on the list of, here are all the legendaries you can get.
Yeah. Maybe it needs to trigger that.
I have dog Zygarde, which is good enough for the Pokedex entry.
Is that like 10% or something?
Yeah.
10% Zygarde is dog Zygarde?
Isn't it like 5, 10, 50, and 100?
I think it's 10, I think it's 10, 50, and 100.
Well, then what's Cell?
And is the dog.
Cell is zero, I guess. Cell?
Oh, yeah. But you don't actually have that, right?
Squishy?
Yeah, you don't ever actually get that one, do you?
I don't know if you can get that one. This is a dumb question. I think you can get it.
I think it's just either you get the dog, you get
well,
the snake.
That's all you need is the dog.
The dog, the snake, or
the transformer.
Man, the big man. The
Power Ranger.
The big boy.
I still feel like
the Megazord.
This is where we'll end. This is where we'll end because the next episode will be Po-Town. I still feel like putting Zygarde in this game was a complete. We didn't know what to do with Zygarde in X and Y. We didn't have a third version of this game. Like it still feels very out of place that Zygarde, this legendary Pokemon that makes sure that Yveltal and Xerneas don't kill each other, are just. In another region. Zygarde should be protecting Kalos. He shouldn't just be existing in Alola.
He's just, you know, he's in parts.
There's 10%, 50% in complete form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it say you can get the cell in your Pokedex?
No.
If you don't watch the anime, they call it squishy.
Yeah. That I'm aware of.
So then I want to keep my dog form as dog form from Sun and Moon.
Then you don't have to do anything.
Then I just want the lizard. I just want 50%.
Snake.
Yeah, I just want the snake. And then I guess I'm assuming...
Snake guard.
The new Arbok will be my Zygarde.
I don't know if it's because of all of that, like, mix up with the there's no third version of this, and now it's in Alola, and it's in pieces, and it's kind of a thing, like, but I feel like I just don't care about Zygarde, and maybe it's because of that. Maybe it's because it, like...
Did you care about Kyrium?
There was maybe supposed to be a part to, like, a bigger part that it played, and it just really didn't, because they were like, I don't know, here, it's in a cave, go catch it. And then you catch it, and it's like, okay, now suddenly it's here, and you can assemble it if you collect all these shards.
I mean, it's less complicated than Arceus, where that thing has, like, 18 plates to stick into it.
Yeah, but they hyped that Arceus up.
I guess. And then Genesect has a bunch of...
I didn't feel like there was any hype behind Zygarde.
G-boosters to put into it.
Yeah, just put those G-boosters in. I feel like there was no hype for Zygarde. That's my opinion.
I don't know. They did a lot with it in the anime. It was,
but I didn't watch the anime. Like, yeah. In the games, I don't think there was enough hype for it to be like, it wasn't like a Mewtwo.
Well, I mean, like,
Mewtwo,
the anime was
or...
X, Y, and Z, and the Z was Zygarde.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like somewhere they were like, we were planning for this third version, and we had a Zygarde story to tell, and guess we're just going to recycle what we had left over into Alola.
Rest in peace. Rest in... Literally pieces, because then you collect them and you assemble them.
I mean, that's cool. That's like a cool concept,
though.
It's
one Zygarde. Yeah, that's okay. But as a Pokemon, it's no Mewtwo. It's no Rayquaza. It's no...
Rayquaza, please.
Oh, my gosh. It's no, I don't know, whatever third version Pokemon. Other third version Pokemon.
Well, Mewtwo's not a third version Pokemon.
I mean...
Mewtwo is itself.
Endgame big boss Pokemon.
Oh, okay, okay. It's no Regigigas.
Definitely no Regigigas.
Nothing can be.
That's how you do an assembly Pokemon.
With a bunch of beeps and bloops.
Yeah.
I think that's where we'll wrap off. Wrap off.
Wrap it
wrap
off.
Wrap off.
Wrap it off. Package
right.
It up.
Wrap it off.
We'll end here. We'll be back next time to talk about Poetown and the events after Poetown. We're getting close to the end of the game. Wrap off. Straddle up. And because Alola is both hello and goodbye, Alola!
Hey, can you wrap it off? Done!
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.